Hi, this is Robert Rieg speaking. What are you laughing at? This is Robert Rieg. I am a survivor from 9/11. I was a New York City fireman that day, and I was injured. Erin Rieg is my daughter. She's working with the Radio Rookies this summer.
So I guess for the big day, can you describe the event of 9/11?
Oh, yeah. I had worked the night before. And then I continued on duty on September 11th. Every morning around between 8 and 8:30, we start preparing the equipment and getting our masks and hose ready for the incoming tour and making sure there's fuel in the fire truck and that sort of thing. And we were just about finished that when the dispatcher's voice echoed like a really, the dispatchers are pretty cool. They're professional dispatchers. They're used to handling emergencies, but there's a loudspeaker in the firehouse, and he announced that there was a second alarm transmitted for the World Trade Center. So as soon as we heard that, we put on the news, and we saw this tremendous fire burning. And as we're watching it, the second plane hit. So we made it down there in pretty good time. Lots of people watching the drama unfold down there. And as we were walking down to the command post, the one FBI agent grabbed me. He says, "Hey, man, be careful. The Pentagon's been hit, and there's a third plane inbound." So I almost got sick to my stomach at that point because I figured this is World War III starting. And so we continued down to where the command post was, and the chief told us to put down our gear, so, you know, to conserve our energy for when we got sent in. And I had noticed this one guy, Tom Sabella from Ladder 13. He was, like, leaning on his hook. That's one of the tools that the laddermen carry. And he's staring up in the air, and I just followed his stare. And he was staring at all these people who were jumping. And before that, I noticed these different explosions. I didn't know what the explosions were, but it turned out it was the people when they hit after falling 100 stories were exploding. So, and that was an awful scene. When you work in emergency service, you learn early on to try to be philosophical about this. We're like the last call for help, and a lot of times in these situations, no matter what you do, people are going to die, and you have to be philosophical about it. So the old-timers tend to be more experienced with that type of thing. So this day, there were some new fellows working. So watching these people fall and explode was really tough on these young guys, and one guy, every time another person exploded, he'd just grab his ears and he'd scream, "No!" He'd scream, "No!" And one of the officers, a guy named Danny Williams from Ladder 16, he says, "Turn around, lads, and don't watch them. We have to stay focused on our task at hand. Turn around and don't watch them." So all the firemen down on that loading ramp turned around so he wouldn't have to watch the jumpers, but you could still hear them exploding. I saw one of the fire department chaplains, and I'm considering the situation. I said, "We're not all going home today," and I grabbed the chaplain, and I said, "Father," actually I said, Padre, "how about a general absolution for the lads?" And that's a Catholic thing where they forgive your sins. And the priest thought about it for a minute. That was Father Dillendeck. And he started the ritual. And I was looking over his shoulder, and I could see this guy. He's like cartwheeling down the side of the North Tower. And I grabbed the priest's arm, and I said, "You better make this for everybody." And he just nodded, and he finished the prayer. And then we headed down towards Liberty Street. And we're about halfway down, and I hear this tremendous roar of a jet coming. And we figured that was the third inbound plane that they had spoken of. And we figured that was, it was all over. But it turned out to be there was a flight of F-15s or F-16s, fighter jets, came zooming right over the scene. And I was relieved to see that there were fighter planes. It was the first time I ever went to a fire and we had air cover. So I'm looking straight up at the South Tower when it started to collapse. So I saw the top start to come off, and there was nothing for me to do but try to run the other way. There was no one around me. So I was running as fast as I could, and I'm starting to see parts of the building flying, rocketing right past me. Girders, steel girders just coming past me like they got shot out of a cannon. All that stuff came flying past, and then I got picked up by a tremendous gust of wind like you would see in one of the tornado movies. But there was no cows flying or anything, just steel. Then it blew my helmet off, and it picked me up. I was kind of flying. I got hit in the back of the head by something hard. Everything was pulverized but steel, so it hit me in the head, and then I got hit in the back and knocked the wind out of me, and then I fell on my face, and I started getting covered over. I was waiting for the next hit to come, and I thought I was finished. After all the noises of the explosions, I distinctly remember that then it was as quiet. It was like after a new fallen snow. Couldn't hear anything then. I could feel this heat burning. There was a fire burning behind me, so I figured if I wanted to survive, I could hardly breathe. Trying to breathe was like putting your head in a full vacuum cleaner bag and trying to breathe the dust. I crawled headfirst into the side of a police van, and I reached up and I managed to find the door handle, and the door was unlocked, and I opened the door and crawled in, and they had left the engine running with the air conditioner on it. It was clear inside the van. So at that point, I couldn't breathe anymore. And I just sat in the van. I figured, oh, maybe I will survive this. And I beat the horn a little bit in case anybody else needed refuge. And in those situations, the passage of time is perceived differently. It seemed like a long period of time, but maybe it was 5 minutes. The air started to clear. And a guy from Con Edison came. He said, are you all right? And I said, you know, I'm hit, I'm hurt. I thought I was injured, but I didn't think it was anything life-threatening. And then a cop unbuckled my turnout coat. This is where being a paramedic helped. I reached inside my turnout coat, and my whole chest was bubbled up like bubble wrap. I said, what do you say we get the heck out of here? He says, good idea. So they started driving, and they were more aware of what happened than what we were. So, but he decided in any event to drive right past the North Tower. So we're driving up the street. I don't know the name of the street. We're heading towards the North Tower, and all of a sudden the driver starts screaming. He says, hold on. And I got up and I looked out the front window, and the North Tower is falling right on the ambulance. In any event, he managed to get us out of there. I thought he was going to run somebody over because he was driving fast and you couldn't see anything. He must have been feeling his way through. I said, don't kill somebody. So he gets there, we get out of the smoke, and we get into a clear stretch of run, and he's speeding now. He's taken me to St. Vincent's, where I was born. And we creamed the city bus at an intersection. Yeah. It was a bad day. We bounce off the bus, and we keep on going. We pull up to St. Vincent's. The ambulance was a wreck. The front was pushed in by the collision. And so it wasn't their ambulance either. It was another hospital's ambulance. So he said, just leave it here and then don't admit that you did it. they'd get in trouble for banging it up, yeah. Then the way to relieve the collapsed lung, they have to cut between the ribs, and they put a chest tube in, and the chest tube will suck, will draw a vacuum and suck the air out of they call it the pleural space, and reinflate the lung. So they just held me down. I was wide awake. They cut my chest open. If you ever get a tooth drilled and the dentist hits the nerve, it was like that, but except in my chest, and they just kept cutting. It was pretty nasty.